see what you're doing.
My man JT's an artist.
Took me a second. I was like, what are we doing here? Oh, this is like a remix of Ice Ice Baby.
You know what we're doing? We're stopping. We're collaborating.
We are definitely listening.
You're listening.
Yeah, you're listening. That's right. That's Buck Rising. I'm Jason Martin. He's at Buck Rising of A to Z Sports. That's at A to Z Sports.
Why are you guys here this afternoon?
We are here because people like to loaf on the job.
Slackers.
Quite frankly. And they claim that there's a storm and we can't land a plane. So here we are, Buck Rising, Jason Martin. But, and if you're on the phones right now, we're getting back to the lines here in just a second. But JT has uncovered audio. I guess Brent and Mickey, while they were, I don't know, in a food court or something in an airport, recorded a little bit of audio. I imagine they might not be in the best of spirits, but let's hear what this sounds like.
Attention passengers aboard Delta Flight 2485.
Stop.
To Kansas City from Atlanta.
Yeah.
Your flight has been delayed due to the winter weather in Kansas City, and we're working to get you there as fast as we can. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, crap. We watched the sunrise here, and now this.
Delayed? Seriously?
Attention passengers flying from Nashville to Kansas City. We hope that you're enjoying your stay here in Atlanta because you'll be here for a while. We hope to have more information for you soon. Thank you.
Delayed again? Not again. Come on. Seriously? Maybe we can go to the Varsity and get a frosted orange or something. We're going to be here a while.
Is there vodka in there?
Attention, Delta passengers. We're looking for Brent Doherty and Mickey Ryan. Please come to the Delta service desk when you get a chance, please. That's Brent Doherty and Mickey Ryan.
Dude, when they're saying your name at the airport, this can't be good.
Not good at all, man. I don't want my name ever called at the airport, ever.
Also, nobody looks happy at the service desk. That's never a good sign.
Except we are, strangely.
Attention, Delta customers flying from Nashville to Kansas City. Your flight has been canceled. Please stay tuned for more details. Thank you so much for flying, Delta, and we hope you enjoy our lovely city here in Atlanta.
Canceled? What the heck are we going to do now?
I don't know, man. I've got this sense of adventure, Mick. Been talking about Des Moines all week. Let's go there.
Field of dreams, here we come.
Was Des Moines where Field of... Wait, excuse me. Let me back that up real quick. Is Des Moines... I just said Des Moines.
You have angered the mighty people of Iowa.
There are corn stalks right now being mailed my direction.
As a child of the corn stalks, I will be sending you some shortly.
Yeah, well, that's a boring state you're from.
Yeah, it's a terrible one.
You guys watch basketball, and you watch basketball.
Well, listen, big fan of that. Less so lately because they leave me wildly disappointed, but not as disappointed as our boys. They're in they're in Atlanta. My God, you have any bad travel stories?
Well, I got airport stories for days. I was telling somebody this earlier today that I don't know what it is. Some people say there's literally people that believe that the weight that I've lost leads to this problem, but I get the full-on, only my wife should be able to touch me like this treatment when I'm in the airport every single time. Like, I'm the one that gets pulled out. They give me, they spray my hands for gunpowder. They check everything for explosives. They're like, we're going to have to get right in there. And they get in there. Like, I feel violated. Every time I have to take a flight, I'm just like, okay.
Last year, I had to go to a room.
What do you mean? Well,
yeah, they almost did that, dude.
Yeah, that my wife hasn't touched.
Does it happen to you every time?
It has the last couple of times.
Because you and I have that in common.
We have, yeah.
Listen.
I don't even wear belts. I wear nothing. Like, I basically just...
Not nothing.
Birthday suit.
Maybe that's why you're getting stopped.
It's problematic.
I bet you I'd still get stopped. Like, where's the metallic? I just don't get it. Like,
I am randomly selected. Ever since, I would have to say I was... That would be, what, 8 years old? I have, every time I'm in an airport, randomly been selected for special screening.
I wonder if there's something about you that might lead to that happening.
Perhaps there's a little something in my ancestry.
No!
That would require randomly being selected for special screening in the airports.
Are you wearing Birkenstocks in airports?
Well, then they can't accuse me of hiding something in my shoes.
Well, maybe they see the sand and they immediately assume the worst.
Well, no, they look at my middle name and be like, no. I see what you tried to do with the first and last name on either side. You're not getting by me.
Open phones. Back away from the airport.
Profiling is wrong.
Yeah, it is. 615-737-1045. We get back to the phone lines with Matt. He's in Nashville. He's up first this segment. Matt, what's up?
What up?
Hey, guys. You're doing a great job tonight.
Thank you.
Occasionally.
Appreciate that. We can get it right once every, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 times.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to say, Buck, I love 615 Sessions. I listen to every episode. It's really awesome.
Thank you, big dog.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about the O-line earlier in the season. I think we all know that that was just about the roughest part of the team. I got to admit, I was one of those people who was pointing out Keith Carter wasn't doing a great job. But I want to just come out and acknowledge the job he's done, particularly with Nate Davis. If we go back to Thursday night in Jacksonville, Calais Campbell, he just owned that kid the whole game. And I just wanted to say that Nate Davis and the whole O-line in particular, they're just doing such a great job this last few weeks. And I think we got somebody to lock down the right guard for a while.
Well, listen, I mean, again, you look at the way that they were built, and John Robinson hitting on almost all of these draft picks. The only one not contributing in his rookie season is DeAndre Walker, and he's been on IR because right. He had hernia issues. Nate Davis, your third-round pick at guard, starting the vast majority of the season at this point and getting better, which you hope for, not always necessarily the case. I remember seeing him physically picked up by Derek Wolfe in Denver and thrown into Marcus Mariota.
Look, you're not going to be an all-pro. Most people are not going to come into the league and be an all-pro. All you want to see is growth. And there's going to be step backs and step forwards and things like that. And I think he had his share of ups and downs, but he's coming out better for it in the end.
And listen, as a whole, I talked to Roger Saffold last week about, you know, understanding exactly, because people were burying him when they would talk to him after games that they were losing, and Roger would be honest in the things that were going wrong and saying, you know, even if we have to block forever, we'll continue to block forever, because alluding to the idea that they weren't getting rid of the ball quick enough,
yeah,
causing a lot of these sacks. Taylor Lewan, obviously everybody knows that he missed the first month with the PED suspension, and unfortunately for Taylor, that's fairly or unfairly, that's going to exist next to Taylor Lewan's name for the rest of his career. But to start the way that he started with all of the penalties and to finish as strongly as that dude has, man, you guys got to give it up for Taylor Lewan.
Yeah, I buried him. And at the time, I think I was accurate in doing so with the penalties and all that kind of stuff. And I just wanted him to stop talking. And now he's letting his talk on the field speak for himself. He's just playing a lot more disciplined, and he's playing like the guy that's getting paid all that money.
Which I hate, because I love when Taylor Lewan talks. He's so great to talk to.
I know.
I just wish they could both happen at the same time.
Those two guys can't exist in the same space. That Taylor and Game Day Taylor, I don't know that they can both handle at the same time. More of your phone calls on the flip side. Let's see, we got five lines loaded. We will get through all of them, I promise.
This talk is 3HL,
104.5 The Zone.
In 2018, while other states saw overdose deaths decline, Tennessee is one of the few states where overdose deaths are actually still on the rise. The addiction crisis is real, and it's destroying lives, families, and communities. Cedar Recovery has set out to solve the opioid epidemic and reduce overdose deaths in Middle Tennessee. Their model for medication-assisted treatment provides first-class options for those struggling with opioid addiction. They are committed to solving this problem by providing addiction treatment that works for you. The medical team at Cedar Recovery is led by the nationally recognized addiction recovery physician, Dr. Stephen Lloyd. With same-day appointments available and convenient locations in Lebanon, Mount Juliet, and Columbia, the Cedar medical and therapy teams are standing by to help. Visit cedarrecovery.com/thezone or call 615-733-8500 to begin your journey to feel better, get better, and stay better. Cedar Recovery, addiction treatment that works. Zone.